Expressions from St. Paul is made possible by your faithful prayers and contributions. Greetings, friends. Welcome to Expressions from the St. Paul Missionary Baptist Church. We are blessed to have serving as our pastor, serving us faithfully for the past 46 years, Dr. Ephraim Williams. Our edifice is located at 3996 14th Avenue in Sacramento. We'd like to take this opportunity to invite you out to worship with us in person on Sunday morning. New membership orientation begins at 8:45 a.m. Sunday school classes for all ages are offered at 9 a.m. and at 10 a.m. our morning worshiping experience begins. It would truly be a blessing to look around and to see your face in this place. Dr. Williams has asked one of our phenomenal associate ministers to share God's word with us this week, Reverend Sylvester White Sr. And he titles his message, Jesus Turns Stress into Rest. And he pulls his message from scriptures found in the 62nd Psalm, verse 1, and Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. We'd like to thank you for joining us today. We are now going to transition into the sanctuary, and let's join Reverend White with this week's very powerful lesson. And just as we were, you too will be blessed.
How great is our God? You know what? I don't know. Maybe it's me. But I'm having a hard time believing you believe that. Amen. I said, and they said, how great is our God?
He's great.
He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. Yeah, he's worthy.
Yes, sir.
He's worthy to be praised. He created us in our mother's womb. We've been created by this great God. He's worthy.
Yes.
He's worthy.
Yes.
He's worthy.
Yes.
I tell you, he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I mean, he's worthy to be praised. I've been through a lot in my life. And I look back over my life. As I look back over my life. And I wasn't even serving God. I wasn't even thinking about God. And I see his hand in my life. Oh! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! He's worthy. I tell you, he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. As the late Reverend Carson used to say, I praise God all by myself. Come on. All by myself. I'll give him the praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we are so thankful and so grateful for Pastor to give me this opportunity. I just want to thank him. Amen. One of the great leaders of our time. Yeah, Democrat, Republican, Independent. He's one of the great leaders of our time. Amen. Amen. And I thank him for this opportunity. I thank him for the joy, and I thank him for the anxiety that it put me through. Amen.
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 Yeah. Yeah, because soon as I hang the phone up, the anxiety kicks in. Oh, Lord. Hey, man, I don't understand why some folk would come to preach and wasn't called.
Yes, sir.
I don't get that. Holy mackerel. Hey, man, I don't know why they want to put themselves through it.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man. But the good thing about it is that when you stand, the Holy Spirit takes over. Woo! Hallelujah. Yeah, the Holy Spirit just takes over. He says, I got this. I said, okay, I'm just going to go along for the ride. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're so glad to be here this morning. I wanted to acknowledge my sons here with his new bride and my granddaughter and my, you guys stand, and my grandson. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And also his friend, one of the great gospel rappers around. Amen. And I didn't know he was going to be here, but I would love to hear for him to done that. This one song he has written, and it's called about America coming back to Jesus. Amen. So maybe someday. God bless you. Oh, man. All right. Let's get to the word. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Amen. But it'll be long enough.
Oh, you're right.
Amen. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, turn to the book of Psalms. And then also put your finger in Matthew.
Yes, sir.
The book of Psalms. And Matthew. And say it when you find this, amen. Oh, Psalm 62. 62, 1. Psalm 62, 1.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Thank you. This is my teacher here. Amen. 62, 1. And it says, my soul find rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
My Lord. And then we're going to Matthew.
Yeah.
Matthew 2.
Yeah.
Starting at verse 28 through 30. Matthew 2, 28 through 30. Is that right? Okay. That's all right. Let me read it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and lean from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. All right, we'd like to use for a subject, Jesus turned stress into rest.
All right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
Jesus turns stress
into rest.
Into rest. Amen. Matthew, that was Matthew 11, 28.
Yes, sir.
Can't even read my own writing. Amen. Hallelujah. In Psalm 62, David is dealing with a rebellion. His son Absalom, you know that Jesus had a way when their children became, the Jews had a way when their children became of age, they would take them to the marketplace.
Right.
And they would raise their hands and give them over to God. A lot of you here this morning, that's what you need to do. You need to take some of those kids, some of them grown kids, to the marketplace, Farm Mall or Arden Fair, and raise your hands and give them to God. Some of your relatives you need to take to the marketplace.
Yes.
And then raise your hand and give them to God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. A lot of us are stressed out because we won't let go. Some of us need to take them to the mall. Amen. I was listening to a testimony one night of a woman, and we used to call her, of a greater light, we called her Aunt Alice. I was just a babe in Christ. And she had just lost her husband, and, you know, they had been married about 50 years. And she said one night she was disheartened and stressed, and she was barely moving around in the house. And she said she made it barely up the stairs. And then she said, she heard a voice. She said the voice was so clear. It was like it was standing next to her. And the voice said, "I can take you." And she said, "I think I'm going to be all right." Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But as a babe in Christ, I caught that. I caught that. I caught that, that God has the final say. He doesn't make wrong decisions. Amen. No, he doesn't. And sometimes it takes us a while to get in tune to what God is doing. Amen. You see, God knows our deepest thoughts, and he said in his word, he would not put more on us than he can bear. Uh-huh. When it seems like we can't make it, the Holy Spirit leads us out, if we let him. Who suffers from depression? Depression is so common and widespread that everyone experiences it in some form at some point in their life.
Yes, sir.
No one is exempt. No one is immune.
You're right.
Depression affects the young and the old, men and women, the learned and the unlearned, the healthy. I'm going to stop right there with the healthy. A few weeks ago, well, actually it's been more than that. It was like June, I sprung my ankle. Severe sprain. And so my son and his family, they came and they drove me. Well, no, I followed them. I was still driving. Amen. Followed them over to Kaiser. Mm-hmm. And so it was a funny thing. I was in there and I had my foot up, and the doctor, he looked at it and he wanted to know. He said, "What's the problem?" I said, "Well, I said I got a severe sprain," and so he said, "Does it hurt?" I said, "No, don't hurt," and you know, I said, "I just can't walk on it," and so he started feeling around with it. He said, "Well, we'll send you over to X-ray." I go over to X-ray, and the woman in X-ray, if it wasn't broke. My Lord, if it wasn't broke, it would have been broke. Amen. She was twisting up. Okay, now you get in this, get right here, take a picture. Then she turned it, and I'm like, oh, man. Amen. But so anyway, I went back to the doctor. They rolled me back over there. And then he said, you just have a severe sprain. I said, oh, okay. I said, oh, okay, I can deal with that. And he says, yeah. He said, and then, you know, probably about 10 days, he said. Yeah, probably about 10 days, it should be fine. I said, okay, all right, 10 days. Well, 1 month went by. 2 months went by. Okay, I went to my doctor, and so she sent me through a therapist, and so the therapist made it really good, because the therapist gave me exercises to do and this and that, this and that, this and that, and then the swelling just start going down, whoo, start going down. Pastor had called me and I said, I barely can walk. Amen. And then first Sunday, Reverend Hall, he called me up to go take some of the communion back. I said, oh, Lord. I hope I make it without falling out here. Amen. Well, I hopped on back there with it. Amen. But during that time, I experienced some stress.
Yes.
Amen. Just a small amount of depression.
Yeah.
Amen. Because I'm thinking like, you know, this should be kind of gone by now.
Right.
This should be down
right.
by now. And so I was telling the therapist, I said, well, you know, lady, I got a little older, so I know it probably going to take a little longer.
Amen.
And she said, no. I said, my friends, she said, you know, your friend, you should get some new friends. No, she said, I sprung my ankle in high school, and it ended my season. Okay? So she said, no. She said, you just do what I'm telling you to do, and I did that. And the ankle, woo, went down. Went all the way down where I can put some shoes on.
Yeah, yeah.
But I thank God because in the midst of that, I got a little depressed. Hey, amen.
Tell the truth.
Got a little depressed.
Tell the truth.
Because I'm thinking like, Lord, is this it? Is it not going to ever go down? Hey, amen. And then the Holy Spirit kicks in. And then the Holy Spirit started taking me back to all the times in my life.
Tell it.
To all the problems in my life.
Right.
To all the disappointments in my life. To all the stressful times in my life. He brought me through.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That word. Hallelujah. Preach that word.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He brought me through.
Yeah.
And then I started to smile. And then I started to thank him for all that he has done for me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And my ankle started to feel even better.
Yeah.
Every day, it got better. And I just praised him and thanked him in the midst of all that.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
That's good.
Because there was nobody, but Jesus. Depression than from any other single disease. It is considered the most common mental and emotional problem affecting mankind. In fact, it is claimed that more human suffering has resulted from depression than any other single disease. Amen. So you know what that shows me? That somebody here this morning is dealing with depression. Amen. Oh, I know. We all dressed up in our suits and we come in here and we got our ties on and the women and women went to, was it Nordstrom's or somewhere and got them purses and we all look real, real good. But we look good. We look good. But see, God knows. God knows. And God said, I want to deliver my people from this. Amen. God knows what we're going through. Yeah, yeah. Everybody at some time in their life, will deal with depression. Moses was overwhelmed with depression
right.
in the wilderness. Numbers 11, 10 through 15.
Right.
I got that down pretty clear. Amen. But he was overwhelmed with depression. Job. Consumed with a sense of depression because of his problems. Job 3. Amen. Peter experienced deep depression after denying the Lord. Amen. Matthew 26 and 75.
Peace.
What's the cause? The most common cause of depression is stress. Stress. The good news, Jesus turned stress into rest. That's the good news. Jesus will turn your stress into rest.
Preach that.
Amen.
Preach.
Amen. We may be stressed out, delays This is some of the causes. Waiting on phone calls. Amen.
That's true.
Amen. Disappointments. People rate us too high. Amen. Setbacks. Mm-hmm. Tragedies. Problems of life can wear us down, but God has given us a way out. And we want to take this morning, and we want to look at 7 keys to overcoming depression. Amen. 7 keys to overcoming depression. And then we're going to get out of here. Step number one, take immediate action. You got to take immediate action. Amen. Psalms 43:5 says, "Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." Amen. That's step number one. That's something I had to learn with the ankle. I had to praise Lord even. Oh, man, I had to hop around a little bit. But I had to praise God anyhow in the midst of it. Something like that could bring you down. But I had to praise God anyhow. Uh-huh. Job 13:15. Job, though he, and in the Greek it says, though he kill me, yet will I trust in him. Man, I guess Job said, "Lord, you're killing me. You are killing me." Amen. Yet
will I trust him.
Amen. Yet will I trust him. Everything that's going on right now, I'm losing everything.
Yes.
Everybody.
Yes.
And my friends and my wife. Oh, my Lord. And she's telling me to forget about you.
Yeah.
In the midst, you're killing me. But yet will I trust you.
Good word.
Yes. Will I trust you. Amen. Here's another key. Number 3 in this part. I will praise him for all the days I didn't have the problem. Amen. See, we gotta find ways to praise God. No matter what's going on in our lives.
Yes.
No matter what. We gotta find ways to praise him. And there are plenty of days.
Yes.
I think if we was to count them up or could add them up, there are probably way more days. Good days,
right.
Than bad days.
That's good.
Amen.
That's good.
And so we have to start just praising him and thanking him for all the time I did not have this problem.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And I tell you something too.
Amen.
But when you start doing that,
that's right.
Woo!
That's right.
You will lose your mind. Amen. Because there are so many days, so many times that you look back. Hallelujah.
You look back.
God just threw this on me. Spirit, he just threw it in there. I can remember as a kid, I'll never forget this, and in San Francisco, and before we moved to Hunters Point, we was over in the Fillmore District, and I was just a little kid, and I was, my mother used to pick me up from school, right? She picked me up from school. So one day I decided, well, you know what? I didn't have no watch. I don't know why I'm looking at the watch. But I'm thinking, you know what? You know, I think I can do this myself. Mm. I think I can walk home. Mm. Yeah, ain't that far. Just around the corner, I can walk. Mm. And so I did. And I started walking and walking and walking. And walking, I started thinking, it never takes this long. It don't never take this long. And so I'm walking and walking, and then this car pulls up. It says, "Hey, young man, you need a ride?" And I know my mother told me, "Strangers, don't talk to strangers." And when he said that, Amen. And then I started to realize I'm lost. I am lost. Amen. And so I was coming down the hill, and this lady, she was standing on the steps, you know, how they put the water in the flowers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And she said, "Young man, are you lost?" And I looked at her and I said, "Yes, yeah, I'm lost." And she said, "Well, come on in." And I knew it was God because I didn't feel no hesitance about not going in. And I went in. She called the police. Police came, and so I told them where I live. I didn't know, but I know we live next door to a church.
I see.
That's right. That's right.
God.
Yeah.
Had his hand.
Yeah.
Amen.
Thank God
of
the church.
So when the police came, they said, so I guess they looked up where the nearest church is, right? Got in the police car, and we just went around the corner. Just around the corner. And then we pulled up, and I looked up, and they say, "Is this it?" I say, "Yeah." This is it. Amen. But see, God had his hand in my life.
Yes.
Then.
Good day. Good day.
Hallelujah. So if we look back over our lives, we see God's hand.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So we shouldn't be depressed with all this other stuff that's going on. Especially in our families. Amen. Our dysfunctional family. This ain't Leave It to Beaver. Young people probably don't know nothing about this stuff. But that was one of those shows where everything was perfect. No. No. Life's not like that. No. Satan is not like that. No. He's going to attack you any way he can and steal your joy. And steal your rest. Yeah, because Jesus wants us to rest. Yeah. All right. Hallelujah. Every power of thought in the heavens world, all the systems of philosophy, all the forms of opinion among men should be subject to the will of Christ. People love to give their opinion. But then what you need to do is point to the word. Amen. Point to the word. Yeah. Because if you don't point to the word, amen, you will be depressed.
That's right.
Amen. Right. All right, let's move on.
Good word.
Step number three. Yep, step number three.
You're good, preach.
Amen. Hope in the Lord. Hope in the Lord. 1 Peter 1:3. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy. He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Oh my God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's our hope. Amen. Amen. We live forever, you know. You do realize that. But we don't die. We live. We live forever. Amen. What's determined down here is where we live forever. Amen.
Preach the word.
But if you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins, you will live with Jesus forever. Amen. Living in, but the resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of our hope.
It is.
That's it. That's the foundation of our hope. Amen. Oh, I know. It sounds good. It's easier said than done, but when we're depressed, we've got to focus on the Word. Amen. The Lord said, He didn't promise everything's going to be all right. Nowhere in the word where He says, everything's going to be all right. See, when you accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you pick up a big enemy. You pick up the devil. Amen. And what do you think his main goal is? He knows he can't get your soul. He knows that. Steal your joy. Amen. Steal your joy. Hallelujah. And why is that? So you can't draw nobody else. This is a spiritual warfare. Amen. Pastor preaches it all the time. Kingdom building. Kingdom building. Well, if Satan can take your joy, you ain't about kingdom building. You're not about that. No, you don't care about the kingdom. You don't care about the building. You don't care about nothing. Amen. If Satan can snatch your joy. Amen. Yeah, he takes you off the battlefield. Yeah, we're like, what's that song? What's the song, The Battlefield? Y'all know it.
I'm on the battlefield
for my Lord. Yeah, I'm on the battlefield until something happens.
That's real. Tell it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tell it.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, something happens.
That's true.
Oh, man. Satan take us right off the battlefield. Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good.
Amen. Amen. But the resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of our hope. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless. And so is your faith. 1 Corinthians 15 and 10. Amen. Without the resurrection, we're just preaching in vain. Dr. Charles Stanley, he said that, he said, how do we know that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice? He said, because Jesus got up. He got up. Yes! He got up. He got up. Because God was satisfied with his sacrifice. Amen. He lived a life that we could never live. He lived a perfect life. Perfect. Perfect life. I like when pastors join his pastorals. Because he can, for me, sometimes he can just sit down and stop right there. Because it's so much gold that come out of those pastorals. Amen. And then it lets us know that some of us are not loving.
Yeah.
Some of us are not loving.
Right.
To the young people.
No, right, sir.
To the old people. We ain't even loving to ourselves. Amen.
Tell the truth. Hallelujah.
So when he gets up and he says these things, then we got to take it to heart. We got to check ourselves. I can remember back in the day, Greater Light, Pastor Davenport would preach a sermon, and I could see some of us were sitting there, so-and-so should have been here.
You hear yourself?
That was for so-and-so.
Right.
No. That was for us. Amen. Amen. But we love to put it off on somebody else. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Let's move on. Oh, man. Here's one. The fastest growing religion in the world does not believe in the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Because they say he never died and God has no son. Their God, Allah, has no son.
Right.
So they can't find rest because they have to try and please their God on their own. But my God, the great
yes,
I am,
sir. Yes, sir.
Is the one and only God. Isaiah 46 and 9, and he had a son, and his name was a wonderful counselor. Jesus. Preach, amen.
Preach.
Amen. Isaiah 9, 6 says, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Mm-hmm. Oh, you probably wonder why I'm dealing with Islam, because it's the fastest growing religion in the world. Amen. The religion of Islam was founded by an Arab camel driver by the name of Muhammad in the 7th century. In his religion, there are two sources of doctrine. The Quran and the Hadith are both viewed as inspired. The Hadith is the recorded teachings of Muhammad, not found in the Quran. The Hadith, listen to this. Amen. If you are a black person, you can't find any rest in Islam, because in the Hadith, number 9, and 162 and 163, Muhammad interprets the presence of a black woman in a dream as a symbol of disease and an evil omen. In the Quran itself is guilty of racism when it says that only those with white faces will be saved, and those with black face, whoa, my Lord, will be damned. It's in the Surah 3, 106 to 107. This is why Surah 39, 60 says that those going to hell will be given black faces. Try resting on that. Yeah. You see, that's why my hope's in the Lord Jesus Christ. Because he said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. Amen. 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 That's the word.
Yes, sir.
That's the holy word. That's the word. The word of the living God.
Right.
Yeah, the living God. All other so-called gods are dead. Hallelujah. That's the word of the living God. That's where my hope is. Hallelujah. That's where your hope should be. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Kick off this depression. Kick off. Kick it off. Forget about it. Yeah. Sylvester wrote a song, and it was called I'm Available. I'm Available. This is not in the lesson. I mean, in the sermon. Spirit just gave it to me. And he was teaching at this school. They don't give their name. He was teaching at this school. And they told him the sixth period class, because he hadn't taught music the whole time he'd been there. But he said, I want you to teach this music class, the sixth period. He said, okay. And so they said, it's a little rough class. It's kind of rough. I thought to myself, I used to play in the band. I used to play saxophone. And I don't remember the band being that rough. I don't remember that. Amen. But anyway, and they said it's going to be a little rough. So anyway, sixth period, they come in. Sixth period, they come in. And he said he could tell right away it was a little tough. So, but anyway, this young lady asked him, do you know any gospel? And he said, yeah. So he starts to play. He starts to play, I'm Available. Oh, man. If you was at the wedding, you heard him singing to his bride.
Beautiful.
And he started to
y'all available?
He started to sing and play, I'm Available. And the girl started
he said,
to
available?
Cry. Another one started to cry. The whole class broke down and cried. Amen. Amen. And I say this because when they took prayer out of school, I was one of the ones in every pulpit I could get in. We can pray. They can't stop us from praying. We can pray anywhere.
Yes, sir.
They take out of room. We can pray silently. But see, that's not what was going on. What was going on is that was the beginning of removing God from the society.
That's right.
That was the beginning. This is back in the 60s, young people, before you were born. But that was the beginning. But when he told me that, and then my grandson was going to the school too, and he calls him Pops. He said, "Pops, I heard they were crying in your class because the word got around." But what it did to me, is realize that our kids, they need Jesus. They need Jesus. And you might not believe it, but they want Jesus.
That's it.
Amen.
That's it.
And so we should be encouraged.
That's it.
To be encouraged to do what God has called us to do. Break out of our depression. Let's break out of this. Let's break out. Because our kids need us. They need us. We got to break out of this. We got to be witnesses. We got to have a smile too.
Good word.
Pastor always talking about how we look. We don't smile. Amen. And I wouldn't want no part of that religion either.
Right.
Because the question is, what has God done for you? What has he done for you? You mean to tell me your God can't even put a smile on your face?
That's a good word.
Amen.
Good word.
So I don't want a God like that. Amen. So we got to break out of our depressions. And make ourselves available for God, amen. So He can use us, amen. Oh, let's get on, so I can get you out of here. Oh, we still a little early. Okay. Amen.
I see.
But it says, we are always rejoiced, evermore, in everything give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18. Amen. For this is the will of God in Christ. Jesus Christ, concerning you. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord, not in self or our circumstances, but in the Lord. Amen. Okay, oh, man, we only got two left. Step number six. Step number six.
You messed
up
with
number three last time.
No.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Confess our faults to the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Man, how often do we confess our faults to the Lord? Amen. It's one thing I like about New Joy on Monday nights.
Yes.
One of the things I love, always loved about New Joy, yes, we confess to one another. Yes. Amen. And because everything in New Joy is confidential. Yes. Amen. I mean, we've had preachers, we've had pastors, have come to New Joy.
Yes.
Amen. Sometimes when we used to go visiting, we would see some of the preachers that came to New Joy in different towns in the pulpit.
Amen.
Amen. Because one of the things that we do confess. Amen. We confess. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. What a relief. Amen. To be able to come to a group of people where you know, amen, they're not going to look down on you. They're not going to talk about you. Amen. Oh, man, what a joy. Amen. Give you an example. One of our members got married. One of our members got married. And when I'll never forget this as long as I live. And that night that he told us, because we didn't know that he had gotten married, the joy in that room, the joy was, we had to stop the lesson. Amen. Because it was so much joy.
Amen. Amen.
New joy.
Yeah.
Hey, in that room.
Yeah.
Do you hear me? Wasn't nobody, no jealousy, no this. Oh, no, how come you didn't marry? How come you? It was nothing but
joy.
Joy. I'll never forget that. Because that's something I experienced in this church. Okay? I experienced that in this church. Because we look out for one another. Amen. Amen. And I know some of you out there would have been the same way. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, we got a few that don't know nothing about love. But that's why they're here.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they're here. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. Where was I? oh, yeah. All right, Spirit, put me back
Hallelujah.
In there now.
Hallelujah.
He took me out? Yeah, put me back. Amen. Yeah, God has the cleansing power. Unconfessed sins lead to self-pity, murmuring, complaining, defiles our confidence, hurts our walk, kills our talk. Weight of sin is then on our shoulders. And then Satan, he climbs on top. Amen. Yeah. He'll climb on top of unconfessed sins.
He will.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Desperation, hopelessness, despair,
yes.
Discouragement, depression brings stress. All from unconfessed sin. Boy, do you know what kind of time we would have off in here if we confessed to the Lord about our sins? Oh, my God. We would have a time.
Yeah, we'd be free.
Off in here. Amen. Well, I know you sin. The Bible says you do. I ain't making it up. That's what the word says. Amen. We may no longer live a life of sin, but we sin. I was working on a sermon. It was called The Holiness of God. Amen. And I ain't finished it, but God is so holy. He is so holy. He's holy. He's holy. Well, I know we like having church, and that's fine, and that's good. We have church all the time, but we need to take some time and worship God.
Right.
Worship him, because he's worthy to be praised. Yeah. I know I'm right about it. You don't have to agree. I know I'm right about that. Yeah, he's worthy.
Yes, he is.
To be praised. Amen. All right. Jesus turns stress into rest. Call on Jesus and he will give you rest. Jesus turns stress into rest. Amen. Matthew 11, 28 and 30. Come to me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. It's light. Amen. If God wants to take this weight off of us, amen. He wants to take it. He wants you to give it to him. Now we come down to the altar and we give it to him for a little while. Amen. Then we go back to our seats. But we need to give these things to God. Because when my ankle was swollen, I must admit, it was a time in there I was having a hard time giving it to God. I'm like, you know, this ought to be going down by now. Amen. Maybe I ain't doing enough. Amen. Oh, I was taking it from God. Oh, yeah.
that.
You see, one of the things I've learned about God, his timing is absolutely perfect. It's perfect. Amen. But we can't wait.
Yes,
no, we got to do it. We want it right now. The pastor be talking about this, that microwave stuff. Amen. That's what we want. We want it right now. TV pop, comes right on. Everything is quick. Start the car right up. Now, I don't think I was born then, but I've seen some movies where they used to turn the crank, start the car. Amen. Hallelujah. Now yes. we just started right up. Everything is like that. Hallelujah. Get on an airplane, and we could be anywhere in the world. I mean, it's just, and that's all the knowledge from God. God has given man that knowledge. Bible says that. God gives us this knowledge. Amen. And I thank him for that. I thank him for living in a country where I can go to the store and get anything I want. Anything that I want to get. I can go right to the store and get it. You understand what I'm saying? Amen. I thank God for that. I praise God for that. I praise him for that. I praise him. I really praise him for that. Amen. Well, I don't have to go underground to praise him.
Good word.
Hey!
Good word.
No.
Good word.
I can just stand right up here and just praise him all by myself. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. If you can't praise him for nothing else, you need to praise him for that. That we can come together all through the week and just praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you something, they go to spirit kicking something else in. You know, I like our leadership in this church.
Amen.
And because on Monday nights, I would park. I try to be the first one down here. I park. And you know where it says Ethan Williams Family Life Center? Well, the tree, it got so high, I'm like, you can't even see that. And so every Monday night, I would be sitting there looking at it. I was like, you know, I got to talk to somebody about that. God, I got to talk to somebody. They need to cut that down. Well, I never did get around to talking to anybody about it. But the other Monday night, I was sitting there. I'm like, whoa, they done cut it down. Amen. But that's the kind of leadership that we have in this church. When you look at St. Paul, if you ever go to any other churches, I remember I went to a revival. It was Jasper Williams in Oakland.
Amen.
And some years ago, me and Sister White. And I can remember when we went in the church, it was nice.
Right.
It was nice.
Right.
And then I remember when I sit down, I say, Eileen. She said, what? I say, I bet you this used to be a nice church, I bet. Okay? You could tell that it wasn't kept up. Okay? You can tell it wasn't kept up. Amen. Amen. And that's why I thank God
amen.
For the leadership, for Pastor.
Amen.
Because Pastor, amen. St. Paul looks like it was built yesterday. And how old is St. Paul? 20 years old? 20 something? It looked like it was built yesterday. That's because of the type of leadership we have. Amen. And that gives me joy. Amen. I look for stuff for joy. See, some of y'all just look around for something that's going to bring you down.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Oh, yeah. See, what I can find today.
Right, negative.
A lot of
amen.
Yeah.
No, I look for stuff that's going to...
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah.
Come on. Hey! Come on. Hallelujah. That's what I come in here like that. Amen. I come in here to praise God because he's been too good to me. He's brought me too far. Amen. And I thank him for that.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Whoa, it says in. Wait a minute. Hallelujah. Well, all right. In the mighty name of Jesus. But he will give you rest. He will give you rest. And that's why he died on the cross. So that he could give us rest.
Yes, sir.
Amen. You know, in Luke, when it talks about that they went to the cave where Jesus was, where he was buried, and the stone was rolled back. And then they seen inside there his clothes, where he had neatly folded, put his clothes away. Amen. Well, you see, as a carpenter, he was a carpenter. And so as a carpenter, that's what they did in those times. When they finish a project at a home, they just fold. Boom. They would fold it, a piece of cloth or something, and they would fold it. And that way you knew that it was come. Ooh. Oh, man. It was complete. Yeah. See, I say that because we have TV ministers that preach that Jesus had to go to hell and fight and fight Satan for our salvation. No. To Talitha, he said, finished on the cross. Everything was finished
on the cross.
Yeah. Amen. They nailed him to the cross. Hallelujah. They nailed him to the cross. And he didn't say a mumbly word. Hallelujah. As they nailed him to the cross. And then, what they do then? Then they buried him. Uh-huh. They lifted him up, and then they buried him. Yeah. But on the third day, just like he said he would, he got up.
Yeah.
Hey. With all power. All power in his hand. Hallelujah. Power, to give me this joy that I have.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. 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 And I thank him. And I thank him every day. Yeah, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. Oh, I got a feeling everything's going to be all right. I got a feeling everything's gonna be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Be all right. Hey! The Holy Ghost done told me everything's gonna be all right. Oh, Holy Ghost done told me everything's gonna be all right. Yeah.
Come today, while he's speaking to your heart, will you say yes to him?